mourning the death of Noel Kelly, Ned Kelly, of course, who went on three kangaroo tours, first front rower slash hooker to go on three kangaroo tours, yeah. End of the 50s, a 63 tour and the 67 tour as well. Just a wonderful man off the field, Badge.
You know, you hear that about a lot of people when they pass, and there are some great people that have passed, but he had one of the most infectious smiles and engaging. You know, you talk to him and he was with you and he was in the conversation. He was just one of the really the nicest men I've ever met.
His recollections of games that he played in was amazing. He'd be able to tell you every minute of it, or every second of every game that he played in. Some of the big matches, of course, he was a man.
You would have known him pretty well through your dad.
I was really close with Ned, and my childhood Badge was littered with Noel Kelly stories. He was never Noel Kelly to me. He was Ned Kelly.
Actually, if I toss up almost any of the legends of the game from South Sydney across all those, you know, throughout the 60s and 70s, you've got stories about them all through your father.
Well, every year when State of Origin was played in the Brisbane, one of those games, they used to all come up and they used to come to lunch at the pub that we owned. And I used to sit there as a kid at the end of the table.
Was that the one at Southport?
We had three or four of them around the Gold Coast. They'd come and have lunch on the day before the Origin match. So I used to sit there as a kid and just listen to all those stories.
I bet you did.
And Ned was at a lot of those lunches.
And was he the centre of a lot of the stories as well?
Ned was just the loudest out of the whole group. Yeah, Bobby McCarthy had the best laugh.
Yeah, he did.
Noel Kelly was the loudest of a lot of them. And he always talked about beating Poms up. It was always about beating Poms. Now, I'll tell you how much he played a massive role in my life, Badge. In year six, I was asked to do an assignment in school on three Australian icons. There was the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the Sydney Opera House, and Ned Kelly. And so and you had to get up with a big bit of cardboard with photos all over it.
I can see where this is
and
going.
We used to have to talk for 2 minutes about you're a great Australian icon and why they were great. And I got up and said, Ned Kelly was the first Australian forward to go on three kangaroo tours. He played in grand finals for Wests. He came from Ipswich. And he went on, played 25 tests for Australia. He was a front rower and a hooker.
Captain Coast, Western Suburbs.
And the teacher actually asked me to stay behind and rang my mum and dad and said, this is embarrassing that he doesn't know one of Australia's greatest icons. Because Ned Kelly to you. Wasn't a guy that ran around with a tin on his head.
That's cold.
He was one of the great rugby league players.
I tell you what, he would have been a great bush ranger too, wouldn't he? Because
good
he... Yeah, especially if the Poms were trying to get hold of him.
You know, 25 tests for Australia, 8 seasons for the Western Suburbs Magpies. He was sent off after 90 seconds in a test match one day.
That was against England here in New Zealand.
New Zealand, Robin Orchard.
Robin Orchard was sent off as well. But what about the story I heard when they were playing against France, over in France on a kangaroo
67
tour?
67 kangaroo tour.
Was that the one when he got sent off?
Yes.
And he actually came back on the field when the referee and the touchies weren't watching.
Yeah.
So I think Australia scored a try or something. Everyone ran down that end. And he just came back on the field and started playing again.
Yeah.
And next scrum, the referees, you know, blowing the scrum up or something. They were fighting, get out. And he's hit your back. So, serious?
Yeah,
he did.
67.
Sent him off twice?
Yeah. My dad was ruined with Ned for 4.5 months in the 67 Kangaroo Tour. And I told a story about Noel Kelly last week, but the one that really stands out in my mind is that my sister was born while my dad was on the kangaroo tour. So my dad didn't see my sister for 2 months. And she was born December 27. And she was the ugliest baby ever born. She was horrible. She was terrible. And my mum will even say it.
Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa.
Beautiful woman.
Beautiful, but honestly, she was terrible when she was born. I'll bring a photo in one day. But anyway... back then they sent over like a photogram. It was like 3 or 4
like
days
later. Like a
fax
kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah. And Dad put it proudly on his dresser. And they started the Dragonara at Leeds. Stayed there. They just came back there after every game. And 4.5 months in the same room with Peter Gallagher as well. And he put the photo up and he's so proud. My dad wasn't a drinker and Ned was. So Ned came up to the room with a belly full of grog one night. And he said to him, Ned, look at my daughter Lisa's just been born a couple of days ago. Isn't she beautiful? She's so beautiful. Dad tells a story that Ned picked up the photo and he tried to focus because he had a few beers. And he said, Jesus Christ, she's the ugliest kid I've ever seen. It's got a pig head on it like it's Dad.
Oh, no.
So apparently Peter Gallagher locked the door and Ned and Dad went toe-to-toe for about 10 minutes. They destroyed the room, and they shook hands at the end of it. And,
oh, yeah. What's that?